Welcome to The Flash, Entertainment Edition, your go-to podcast for the latest and greatest happenings in the world of entertainment. I'm Wendy, and today we have quite the lineup for you. We're diving into the excitement surrounding Eurovision 2024, Madonna's awe-inspiring celebration tour finale in Rio, and finally, we'll touch on Dua Lipa's memorable dual role on Saturday Night Live. So buckle up, dear listeners, as we embark on this exciting journey through music, milestones, and moments that define entertainment today. First up, let's talk about Eurovision 2024. It's shaping up to be an extraordinary event. Eugene, can you fill us in on what makes this year so special?
Absolutely, Wendy. Set against the lively cityscape of Malmö, Sweden, Eurovision 2024 isn't just a song contest. It's a grand celebration of diversity, culture, and of course, political undercurrents. With 37 countries participating, the competition is as unpredictable as ever, showcasing a vast array of musical genres. Interestingly, this year also marks the inaugural turquoise carpet event, signifying the official start of the Eurovision Live Shows Week.
It's fascinating how Eurovision reflects global issues. Can you delve a bit more into the political aspects?
Definitely. The Israeli delegation will notably be absent from the turquoise carpet due to Holocaust Remembrance Day, shedding light on how even in celebration, political and social contexts remain deeply interwoven. Moreover, the participation of Israel amid the Israeli-Gaza conflict has spurred calls for boycotts, emphasizing the contest's unavoidable entanglement with political complexities. Ollie Alexander from the UK is right at the heart of this storm, deciding to participate despite the controversy, thus sparking a broader conversation about Eurovision's supposed apolitical nature.
The musical lineup seems as eclectic as the contestants' backgrounds. What can you tell us about that?
True to form, Eurovision 2024 doesn't disappoint when it comes to musical diversity. From the whimsical Baby Lasagna by Croatia to Switzerland's Nemo, each entry brings something unique to the table. We're seeing an incredible blend of ethno-musical fusions to contemporary dance pop, not to mention high-energy dance numbers and emotion-laden ballads. It's a testament to Eurovision's enduring appeal as a platform for showcasing global musical cultures.
Eurovision 2024 certainly promises to be a memorable event. Thanks, Eugene, for that insightful overview. Next, we're switching gears to a historic moment in the music world involving none other than Madonna. Stay tuned. Now let's delve into an event that's been the talk of the town. Madonna's final stop on her celebration tour in Rio de Janeiro was nothing short of historic. Lester, you've been following this closely. What made it so significant?
Wendy, Madonna's concert at Copacabana Beach was a grand spectacle, drawing an unprecedented 1.6 million people. This makes it the largest standalone concert attendance by any artist ever. It wasn't just an ordinary concert. It symbolized over four decades of Madonna's influence in the music industry, demonstrated her timeless appeal, and importantly, was a generous gesture toward her fans, being completely free of charge.
Hosting such a massive event free of charge is quite remarkable. What were some of the highlights from the concert?
Madonna's set list was a journey through her illustrious career, but one of the defining moments was her performance of Vogue with Brazilian superstar Anitta. It wasn't just about the music. It was a celebration of Madonna's enduring relevance and connection with her audience. Furthermore, her personal anecdotes, such as her recovery from a serious bacterial infection, highlighted her resilience and the support system that aided her comeback.
Madonna never fails to captivate the world. Thanks, Lester, for sharing those awe-inspiring details. And from one remarkable woman to another, up next is Dua Lipa's memorable stint on Saturday Night Live. Stick around. Lastly, we're taking a closer look at Dua Lipa's dual role as both host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live. Rachel, this was a significant night for Lipa, wasn't it?
Indeed, Wendy. Dua Lipa's presence on SNL was more than just a performance. It was a statement. her opening monologue, cleverly addressing Kristi Noem's controversial act with humor, set the tone for the evening. The cameos from Jerry Seinfeld and Troy Sivan further amplified the show's appeal, creating a seamless blend of comedy and music. Lipa's monologue, in particular, showcased her wit and the supportive nature of her family, which has been a huge part of her journey.
It sounds like her versatility shone through that night.
Absolutely. Despite some mixed reactions, Lipa's performances highlighted her strong suit, music, while her involvement in various sketches demonstrated her range as an entertainer. It was a night that not only celebrated Lipa's musical talents, but also her ability to engage with contemporary issues and humor.
Dua Lipa's stint on SNL indeed illustrates her dynamic abilities. Thanks, Rachel, for that comprehensive insight. As we conclude today's episode, we've traveled from the vibrant stages of Eurovision in Sweden to the historic beaches of Rio with Madonna, concluding with the iconic set of Saturday Night Live with Dua Lipa, a true testament to the ever-evolving, always captivating world of entertainment. Remember, dear listeners, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time.